This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. In a swing state like Wisconsin, third-party and independent candidates can have a real impact on the result of presidential elections. In both the 2020 and 2016 elections, the margin separating Donald Trump from his Democratic opponents was less than 1%. Both races saw at least one additional candidate accumulate over 1% of the votes. If those third-party or independent votes had gone to either party's candidate instead, it could, at least in theory, have swung the results of the elections one way or the other. That's part of why a bipartisan group of former Wisconsin congressional leaders are warning against a third-party candidate running against the likely matchup of Trump and Biden in Wisconsin next November. In particular, they're concerned about the self-described centrist organization No Labels running a more moderate candidate that they argue would pull votes away from Biden and aid the re-election of Trump. One of those concerned congressmen joins us now to share why he and others are speaking out against third-party candidates in next year's presidential race. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about third-party candidates on the presidential ballot? Do you want to see them or not? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Reed Ribble is a former Republican congressman who represented Wisconsin's 8th House District. He's an advisor to the nonprofit group Keep Our Republic. Reed, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, it's good to be with you. It's always good to be with you.
It's great to talk to you. Why make the case? Why are you against third-party candidates, especially from No Labels, showing up on Wisconsin's ballot about a year from now?
Yeah, I want to make this more specific to No Labels, and I generally don't have a big axe to grind with No Labels. I was one of the first chairman of the Problem Solvers Caucus in Congress when I was there, which was a No Labels effort. The primary issue I have here is that the way No Labels is structured and set up is that there's no transparency whatsoever related to their fundraising. And so they could come in with a fair amount of money into a state like Wisconsin that's closely contested. And nobody really knows who their donors are, but yet they might have a candidate on the ballot. And the best they can do in the 2024 election is be a spoiler. And for the most part, quite frankly, from my viewpoint, it would be a spoiler against Joe Biden. And so I guess if you're a Republican and support Donald Trump, you'd be happy to have them on the ballot. But on the same hand, there's a lot of people that, like me, are very concerned about how Donald Trump handled the last election and how he continues to discuss it and what happened on January 6th, that we don't believe he should be anywhere near the White House.
Yeah, there might be Republicans listening saying, hey, wait a minute, what kind of former Republican congressman is this? We've got a Republican candidate with a shot to win the White House. Talk to them in particular. Why are you working potentially against the party that you represented in Congress?
Well, I appreciate you actually asking the question in a particular the way and manner that you asked it, because I would be okay if, let's say, Nikki Haley was the Republican nominee, or Chris Christie, or pick your favorite of the non-Trump candidates. But the GOP in particular, the Republican Party in particular, has got a chaotic primary process going on this year, where the lead candidate isn't even showing up at debates and, in fact, is doing counter-programming at the same time that the Republican primary debates are going on. And it's just an absolute anathema to me that the GOP would continue to even allow Donald Trump on the ballot, given his mistreatment of the party and, quite frankly, the party's faithful that would vote for a Republican candidate. And so I'm kind of disgusted with how they've managed this entire primary process. And but that's where I'm putting a lot of my effort in trying to get them to change how they do that.
A lot of Republican leadership now, the previous House Speaker, now the current House Speaker, have both spoken out in favor of former President Trump in this primary campaign. Do you see room for voices like yours, anti-Trump voices, in the Republican Party as it exists today?
Well, to a certain degree, I would say Donald Trump has a solid hold on about 25% of the Republican voters. Now, that may change if he is actually convicted of one of the particular crimes that he's been indicted for. But I mean, stop and think, in your lifetime, has there ever been a case where a leading candidate for any political party, whether it's for Congress or for the White House, is an indicted person out on bail in numerous jurisdictions, and that's who you want as the banner barrier for your party. This doesn't make any sense to me at any level whatsoever.
One of the arguments from No Labels as this has evolved is, hey, if you look at polling, a lot of people don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. A lot of people are not excited about that. I think there's at least some polling to bear that out. Their case is, should we end up in that situation? Biden represents Democrats. Trump represents Republicans. In that case, don't people maybe deserve an option beyond a rematch?
That's probably their most powerful argument from my viewpoint, is that the fact of the matter is President Biden has got very, very low approval ratings. He's kind of in the tank in the same way that Donald Trump was prior to the 2020 election. So the American people are saying we would like to have something different. My contention is, well, then do that in the primary process and send both of these candidates packing and pick somebody else. I mean, there's a lot of concern on the left about President Biden's age, and that he's going to look weak against a more, particularly a younger potential candidate like Nikki Haley would really be a juxtaposition on a debate stage. And he's not well liked by a lot of Democrats, in part because they feel he's botched up the border. And there's a lot of discontent. There's some dissatisfaction with how he's handling Ukraine. There's some dissatisfaction with the Palestinian-Israeli thing. And so on foreign affairs, he's taken a bit of a beating there. And so No Labels is making a valid point. The problem is that the difficulty in getting on the ballot in all the states that are necessary to win is a Herculean task, and one that likely could not be done in the short window of time they have right now. That election is less than a year away, and they're not on the ballots yet. And so the best they could do is be a spoiler. And so my advice to Democrats is, if you don't like President Biden, encourage the party to bring somebody else on. I'm working very hard to have a different candidate on the Republican side other than Donald Trump, because I think virtually any of them would probably win in 2024. But we'll just have to wait to see.
Talking to Reid Ribble, former Republican U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 8th House District, warning against the No Labels possible third-party campaign for president. Another effort that you have been involved in is trying to restore faith, especially among, I think, some fellow Republicans in our election system in Wisconsin and the United States at large, after a lot of the claims that came out of the 2020 elections. What are you focusing on?
Well, I can't even tell you how many hours looking at the data and doing a deep dive into the data, and particularly Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and trying to figure out why have so many people actually bought into this idea that our elections aren't safe. And the only conclusion I can have and come to is they were dissatisfied with the result. They had a candidate who was saying, I was cheated, and their confirmation bias gets reinforced when they turn on any type of conservative talk radio or conservative media. And so this kind of fool's errand has taken hold on the Republican Party that the election was stolen, when in fact it wasn't. The election in Wisconsin was secure. The election in Georgia was secure. The election in Pennsylvania was secure. And if anybody would like to explain to me how in the world Democrats could have stolen the election for Joe Biden, but not have stolen it for their congressional members and not have stolen it for the state assembly, it just goes beyond me.
What will it take to change those messages? Because, I mean, there are some things that we heard debunked in November of 2020 that I still see bouncing around here in 2023, Reid.
Yeah, it's primarily those folks that are supporting President Trump, former President Trump. They bought into this lie about the elections, and they're holding on to it. And I don't believe, because it's become almost, and it almost become a religious structure with Trump's followers. It's a bit cult-like. They're not going to change their mind, I don't think. And so it's going to take a cycle where you have a new Republican candidate at the top of the ticket to start talking about the future rather than looking at the past, which is what almost all candidates do, except the current one leading the Republican primary.
And getting back to the Republican primary, where a lot of your attention is focused, we see news that the Koch brothers' funding network and their groups affiliated with them are going to put their efforts behind former Governor Nikki Haley, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Is that something you think could move the needle, that recent bit of news?
No, of course, because to a certain degree, this is a race to have enough money to be out in the public and to keep a nationwide campaign moving. It takes about $1 billion. And so having large organizations like that coming out in favor of her is going to absolutely turn some heads and possibly change some minds.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
That's Reid Ribble, former Republican U.S. representative who represented Wisconsin's 8th congressional district, with us today to explain why he thinks third-party presidential candidates would be bad for Wisconsin in the 2024 campaign.